shells, shrapnel, AK-AK fire fired along the ground, and artillery pieces fired their shells within 10, 5, sometimes 4 feet. 18 inches above my head once a piece of shrapnel literally sang overhead. You could actually hear the shells incoming from the Argentinians and outgoing from our own guns whistling overhead like rockets on fireworks night. 3 times in the battalion main headquarters, I was pinned down, digging shallow shell scrapes, but still the relentless mortar fire went on, and at one point there was an attack from Pukhara ground attack aircraft. Then towards the evening, we heard that our commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel H. Jones, always known as H, he couldn't stand his own Christian name, he told me, had been killed in an act of almost unbelievable bravery. He had been worried about 2 of his companies being pinned down on the plain before the main bluff high above Port Darwin itself, surrounded by gorse bushes, and he had led a platoon attack with his adjutant on a machine gun post, and they sized him down. It was at this point that we came up to the regimental aid post, still very, very busy and getting busier with the dead and the wounded, and there Staff Sergeant Colin Price told me of the state of the battle.
It's now 5:10 in the evening, and the battle proper started just after 6. The fact that it's still going on, what do you think it says about the way the other side has fought, the way the battle was drawn up?
My opinion is, I admire them for it. It makes a change. This is my opinion. It makes a change to fight a soldier. We spent the last 10 or 12 years fighting basically cowards in Northern Ireland. And it does make a change to fight a soldier. And you've got to admire for the courage. They held out for quite some time. And they against mortar fire and our machine guns. And they still are, but they still are, aren't they?
Yes.
The casualties have been pretty bad. We are at the forward first aid post and the helicopters have been taking them away.
I've got 4
very seriously injured. 5, 6 dead. 4 very seriously injured and then 6 minor wounds, which aren't too bad.
How many Argentinians have died, do you think, in this?
Well, I will not have an estimate yet. We're still having to hold on the sailors. I will not let remove our own dead. We've removed as many of the prisoners as we can. We've taken 58 prisoners, and there's still quite a few wounded to go out. We've taken 1 very seriously wounded out, Argentinian. But we're still actually tagging up the prisoners with the battle going on. As you can see, it's one hell of a problem.
That night, it became clear that there was a possibility that the troops in Goose Green itself might surrender, that they'd had enough, that the artillery barrage that we could put up, the ground attack from Harrier aircraft and naval gunfire overnight would be too much for them. We had no idea how many people were there. We thought possibly 200, 300, maybe even 400 people, not more than that. The following morning, we went over the gorse line, 600 yards down the gentle slope to the airfield to discuss the surrender. It was a most extraordinary scene because what the Argentinian officers wanted above all else was a ceremony to surrender with dignity.